Welcome to another installment of The Wine Guy here on 92.1 WGHN. I am your host, Jesse Bruce. And as always, we're being joined by the small yay out there at the Grand Haven D&W. We have our good friend, Mr. Jeff Crutchmeyer. And, you know, we talk about wines, we talk about bourbons, we've talked about beers, we've talked about everything. But today, because I always wonder where we're going to go and what we're talking about, today we're talking about RTDs. Mr. Crutchmeyer, what is an RTD?
An RTD stands for Ready to Drink. These are already made cocktails. So this way, if you're heading down to the lake or if you're going onto the boat, you don't want to have to lug all the ingredients with you to make a drink. These already have all the products into it. And all you have to do is open them up, pour them, and enjoy. And as you see, I did bring in, they do have like old-fashioned cocktail syrups.
Yeah.
So each one, like we have the one here, which is from Eliza Craig, and they have their own, right? And then the one here from Old Forester. Now, of course, these have all the same ingredients, so there's really nothing different about it. They just have their own brand to get you to mix the Eliza Craig old-fashioned with Eliza Craig bourbon, Old Forester with Old Forester bourbon.
Gotcha. Okay. And then we do have a little garnish that we're going to throw in on one of the drinks. But again, everything we're talking about, it's just pour and go.
It's just pour and go.
Yeah.
And then you just bring yourself a little garnish if you like.
Yeah.
You don't always have to have a garnish, but I like to have the garnish. Today we have the maraschino cherries.
And then we also have, because we're approaching, as we tape this, Cinco de Mayo is just around the corner. We have some lovely tacos from the folks out there at the Grand Haven D&W for the Cinco de Mayo theme.
Yeah, the smokehouse, they have a great selection there. They have these beef tacos that they have there. And Shelly from the deli takes care of this, and they make sure that everything is ready for you. They have a brisket, a beef, and a chicken. And so we have one of each here. And they do a three taco plate, which is what we have
today. All right.
And as you said, coming around with the Cinco de Mayo, we do have a margarita here, RTD, that's available. And we will try that out. And let's start with that one
there
first, because that would be the latest one.
All right.
So
lovely. And it's just these are simple little bottles too. These aren't big elaborate bottles. These are very simple.
They make them so that they're individual size. You get between 2 to 3 drinks out of it.
Okay.
Now they do also come in a larger format, but you know, you don't always want to have a whole bunch because depending on how much you're going to have.
Exactly.
And now this one here has the Hornitos tequila.
Okay. So this is a very exciting part of the show. All right. So let's. Smells good. Alrighty. You know, whenever you smell a margarita, you think of summer. Let's go to Margaritaville.
Yeah.
See, now, there's something about, like, when you drink a margarita, just the taste and the way it makes you feel, and even if it's the dead of winter, you drink a margarita and you're like, yeah.
It's that crisp lime flavor in there. It's just like spice. It just like picks up the whole day.
Yeah.
Like today we have a beautiful sunny day out. I mean, it looks like picture a perfect summer. This right here, you know, we have some of that lime just pops it and
it does.
It's a great day.
It's a clean flavor. It's a refreshing flavor. It's not a heavy flavor by any stretch. And I mean, like you were talking here, because we're having this with Mexican food, perfect, you know, for your Cinco de Mayo. And I think I'm going to have something to eat right now. So is there any one of these will do? Any one of those
will do.
All right.
I would prefer doing the chicken with this one. But,
all right. Yeah. And then we're going to have a little of the margarita here.
All right.
Well, the chicken's really good.
Oh, yeah.
That's very soft. That's a soft chicken. Smoky, too. All right, here we go. Woo! Now that was cool. So I chewed a little of the chicken, and the chicken is very soft, by the way. Not any resistance on the chicken. And when I took the margarita and I swirled it, it was like a big smoky wave. It was like a big whoosh, went right up my nose. But it definitely heightened the flavor of the chicken. So that would be a nice way to start your Cinco de Mayo if you'd like to start it on, you know, today.
That cheese mellows it out. It comes in there.
Yeah.
Especially the mozzarella.
And again, this is the brand of margarita that we have here.
So the one that we have here that's called On the Rocks. On the Rocks is a very new in the category. They've been around now for probably about almost 2.5 years. They started coming out with these, and they make all the different types. They have daiquiris. Mm-hmm. They have Manhattans. They have margaritas, and then also, see here, they have the old fashions.
Yeah. No bitter on that. It's very smooth, very sweet.
Yeah.
And it just, because it's funny, when you get done drinking it, it's like it's just gone. I mean, you know you drank it, but there's no lingering after, no ethanol. Is the margarita not a standalone drink? I mean, you can, but I think, don't people usually associate the margarita with eating something?
Correct.
Yeah, because you just
eating
don't.
Eating with the tacos and eating with mostly your Mexican type food, because it has that similarity, which is, like I say in wine, if you never know what wine to bring to a dinner, always find out what are they serving. If it's an Italian, bring an Italian wine. If it's a French type dinner,
bring a French wine.
You go with that. So now we're going to move on here to the old fashions here. Now, the reason I have two old fashioned, I have the old fashioned 1792, which is my personal favorite. I love this bourbon, because now these are made with those bourbons in there. And so you'll be able to see the difference that each bourbon will give its own character flavor.
Okay. And again, as I was telling you off the air, I have never had an old-fashioned. So I've heard a lot about old-fashions, but I've never had one before. A very madman-type drink. Ooh, that looks so fancy.
Yeah.
This looks like 1968.
Yeah. Even the little picks that we are using here are from D&W.
Okay.
Little nice wood picks with a little twisty on the top there.
Nice.
These are maraschino cherry. Very good.
Little stir. All right, let's give her a zip here. Oh, I'm going to use a combination of words here that is going to sound very strange. If whiskey or bourbon was a soft drink, that's what that tastes like to me.
Like the cherry cola.
Cherry cola. It's fizzy. It tastes like it's not a soda. I will stress that to the folks. But it has a soda flair to it. It's just like, this is a soda type thing.
Now, try that with your beef briskets.
All right.
A&W is not holding back on the beef.
Not on the cow.
So apparently there's no tariff.
I was just going to go with tariffs from there. Well, again, going back to the smokehouse, this is a great piece of meat. It's nice and soft, flavorful. It's got cheese on it, sauces.
Quick.
Woohoo. Now that, it very much amplified the flavor. The old-fashioned, the flavor amplified, and I said it has a soda flavor, and it made it really seem like a very fizzy, made it like a very fizzy soda. And then the meat, and it got into the meat, and when you chewed it, it brought out the smoky a little bit more. So,
yeah.
Good stuff. Now,
it really popped out, and the barbecue sauce that I had put on there was the spicy one, which gave it that little bit of a kick in there, and I can just feel it at the end.
Yeah.
When I'm going down, it gives it that little, like almost like if I had black pepper put on there.
Yeah. And now can I eat the cherry?
And now you can go ahead and eat the cherry because I didn't bring you any dessert.
That's okay.
No chocolate.
Oh, those are good.
Yeah.
Oh, and it's got the stuff in it too. Mmm. Yum, yum, yum. And again, everything we're talking about here today, you can get at the Grand Haven D&W. So.
Yep.
All right. What's next on the old cavalcade?
The next one we have is the Bullet. Old fashioned.
Bullet old fashioned. BULLEIT.
It's an old fashioned made with bullet bourbon. Taste the difference between that and the 1792. This way you see that, you know, the bourbon does make a difference in the drinks.
Okay.
You know,
All right.
Because they're the same ingredients that, you know, goes into there.
All right.
A bourbon will make a difference in taste.
All right. So we just had 1792. Now this is bullet bourbon, and we're going to see if there's a difference in taste. If my unlearned palate can tell the difference.
You're going to have to get your cherry.
I got to get cherry in there. There you go.
Remember.
Okay. Here we go. You take a swig on this bad boy.
Yeah.
Mm. Mother, if you're listening, this is a very Don Draper drink. Okay, here we go.
Now, you notice I went ahead and have the big block ice cube in there.
Yes, yes.
And only one single. And the reason you do that, because technically you don't want to actually dilute it. Like I told you before, grandmother used to have the dirty water.
Dirty water, yeah.
Right. Well, this, you don't want to dilute it to it, but you want to get it cold. Yes, it is. The water is going to open up the bourbon a little bit. The water does that. It opens it up. But it also, you just want it cold. A big cube like this, and I do tell people to use distilled water. one like that because it stays harder and colder longer. Oh. And if you use the tap water.
Yeah.
And not only that, if you use tap water, you may get the chemicals and stuff that are in there, and they're smaller, and they go with, melt a lot quicker.
I see.
So these do not melt as quickly.
All right, here we go.
You can pick up those little trays for that at D&W. We do carry those.
All right, here we go. Okay, to me that was smoother than the other one. It doesn't have the big soda pop flavor, but I could probably consume more of this than the other one.
There you go.
Because it's just smoother. The flavor is still roughly there. Mm-hmm. It's not the soda pop flavor. It's not the big boom. But no, I enjoyed that. Quite nice.
That one there's a little heartier.
Yeah,
it's got a little bit more structure to it.
Yeah,
and like you said, just nice and smooth.
There you go. And this is Bullet.
That's Bullet.
Yeah. All right.
And Bullet is, like I said, probably one of my best sellers there, next to Woodford.
Okay. And Bullet is the name.
That's right.
All right. Let's take a little. Yeah. Let's take a little bite here. Let's go to the middle one.
Go to the brisket.
Yeah, go to the brisket. Mm-hmm. People love brisket. All right, here we go. Beef brisket.
Yeah.
All right, it's some beef brisket and Bullet, because we like alliteration on this show. So, again, this brisket is very warm and succulent. Quite good. Oh, that's flavorful. Boy, they don't mess around in that smokehouse, do they?
Mm-mm.
Oh! Now, that was interesting, because when you're chewing the brisket and you drink this stuff, when the bourbon or the old-fashioned hit the meat, it had a very light. It was just like a light went on my head, which would be the first time. But the light, okay, that goes over. But then when you start chewing the meat, all these little hints of the flavor, maybe pepper, kind of the meat becomes more succulent on the old fashioned. So.
Like the secondary component.
Yes. There you go. This is yummy. Oh, yeah. You know, for never having these old fashions before, after almost 49 years on the planet, I might have found something I really enjoy. So,
Yeah, this one here now, this is Ironfish. This one here is a salted maple. Old fashioned. Now, if you've had Ironfish makes a salted maple bourbon or whiskey, excuse me, because it's not made in Kentucky.
Mm-hmm.
But they have the salted maple, so this gives it a little added flavor into there. So now you're going to have your old fashioned with a little bit of flavor of the salted maple.
There you go.
So you have a little maple in there.
Yeah. Like your syrupy flavor.
So you'll have a little bit more sweetness into it.
Mm-hmm.
And as well as a little saltiness.
It's a little darker, just from the top view down. Okay, here we go.
All right,
so we're comparing this now. Mm-hmm. This is salted maple. Woo! Okay. Well, you definitely taste, you said salted maple, and I guess when I take a swig of that, I taste like a little bacon. Because I associate salted maple with bacon. So,
yeah. That's exactly. Ooh. You go ahead and it's all, comparison.
Well, now that I've had a proper swig, because I had a cough in there that we edited out, it too is smooth. I don't think it's as smooth as the Bullet.
Mm-hmm.
And you definitely have the bite on the end of it.
Right.
But don't get me wrong, I enjoy it.
That one is good. Not my personal, not my favorite.
No.
On that one there.
Yeah.
A little too kind of sweet and a little too, hardish in the alcohol process of it. The Bullet, I like, but my personal favorite is that 1792.
And palates are different. Your palate is.
Everybody's palate is different.
Your palate is different than my palate.
Which is exactly why we do this show.
Mm-hmm.
Is to give people the options to say, well, if Jesse likes it,
maybe I will.
Then maybe I will, And if Jeff likes it,
maybe I will.
Right.
Yeah.
So you can follow along with each one.
We're doing this for ratings now. All right. So I'm having chicken and jalapeno, and we're going to chase it down with an old fashioned. Oh, greatest job in the world. Okay. Here we go. Flavorful. Hot. Oh. Oh, boy. Woo-hoo-hoo. We have a lot of things happening now. So.
There we go.
Yeah.
There we go.
So when it hits the jalapeno, and a jalapeno is hot anyway.
Yeah.
By the way, if you have any sinus issues, might I suggest a jalapeno? Whoa. God almighty. Okay. So when that stuff hits the jalapeno, I get it's just like a speaker on the jalapeno, and you're turning it way up.
Yeah.
And it's just, wah. And like you can feel it on your, I know there's a word for what that is, and it's not pepper. You can feel it on your tongue. You can feel it in your throat, but I mean, it loosens it up. I mean, you're living, you're having a good time. The chicken was excellent, and it really brought out the flavor in that. But I mean, you know, you've drank something.
Yeah. Oh yeah. I mean, and you're right about the chicken. That chicken literally melted in my mouth.
Yeah.
I mean, it fell apart.
Well, a lot's been melting in my mouth here. Oh yes.
I mean, it literally felt, you know, really just, you know, fell apart, was in there. And then when I took the, you know, sort of the old-fashioned from the iron fish there, that maple syrup gave it a sweetness.
Yeah.
But the jalapeno pepper that I had on there,
mm-hmm.
it popped it out.
Oh, you're right. There was popping. There was
definitely
popping.
You're right. Yeah. I mean, my sinus,
whoo.
Yeah.
I can hear out of my eyeballs now. Oh boy!
That was pretty good.
That was some high end stuff there. Yeah. And again, we're talking about RTDs, and these are old fashions.
And a margarita.
And a margarita, and of course Cinco de Mayo is coming up on May 5th, and we had some tacos from the smokehouse out there at the Great Haven D&W.
Yeah.
I'm gonna have my cherry here for my my beverage, and then we'll do the legal stuff we do at the end. But, that almost yeah. Well, it's fruity and sweet, but boy, it's got some kick on it.
Yeah.
It's nice stuff. Nice stuff indeed.
And it actually cleanses out the palate.
Yeah.
At the end.
Yeah.
Yeah, now your palate is cleansed out.
Oh, yeah. There's clean. Yeah,
right?
You're clean. You're clean, yeah.
Yep.
All righty. Our guest is Jeff Crutchmeyer. He's the sommelier out there at the Grand Haven D&W. And again, we're going to continue it for one more week here, our special promotion. If you go to our Facebook page, facebook.com/921WGHN, we post the show the day before it airs. So this show will be posted on a Thursday. And then what you do is you just go on there and you'll see the show. You'll see it posted. All you have to do is click like on the post. And what we will do is one of those people who likes, one of those folks will be randomly chosen, and they will win a complimentary fruit basket from the good folks out there at the Grand Haven D&W that has to be picked up that following weekend. Okay. This is The Wine Guy, and I'm your host, Jesse Bruce, and you're listening to... That's soft. Oh, boy. My nose. And you're listening to 92.1 WGHN Grand Haven.